This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Don't you just get tired of the whining and complaining and threatening that seems to go on every day? It's like a bunch of spoiled little brats that didn't get enough toys at Christmas. And when they go into their little tirades, they just try and make sure they inflict as much pain as possible on everyone around them. No, I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about government agencies, and specifically the Oregon Department of Transportation. We don't have enough money. Our costs are too high. We can't get our work done. Oh, but continue to pay our huge salaries, outrageous retirement benefits, and exotic health care. Does that about sum it up? If you didn't hear, ODOT made an announcement a couple of weeks ago that they would be cutting services to our roads, leaving potholes, snow drifts, etc. for us to deal with rather than get their job done. Who did they target? Well, of course, Highway 97, along with other rural highways, but they never mentioned anything about the Willamette Valley. Of course, along Highway 97 and others, they specifically mentioned snow removal and plowing as we head into the winter season. The example was that usually they plow up to four times per day, but this year it's probably going to be only once, if at all. No kidding, if at all. Isn't that great? They point out that more and more Oregonians are driving electric vehicles and thus not paying gas taxes while they use the roads. Well, duh, didn't anyone think of that when the big push for electric vehicles started? Second, they cite the low gas tax rates in Oregon, which currently stand at 38 cents per gallon. But here's my favorite part of this. These reductions in service are going to continue until they figure out a new structure for their budget. Wow, fiscal responsibility. Now that is a novel concept for a government agency. Perusing the information, I did not take note of any mention of labor, retirement, and health expenses. I guess those are just off the table, and they expect us to continue paying for them while we hit potholes and have to fix the front end of our vehicles, or when we get stuck in the snow for hours on end this winter. Nope. Instead, ODOT just wants to make sure we're safe on the road, with suggestions for windshield wiper fluid, and drinking water, and chains, and other preparations that we've all been doing for years and years in our winter driving. I mean, I read through this entire thing and I thought to myself, well, thank goodness that they gave us a guide for winter survival while they contemplate how to waste your taxpayer funding without doing their job. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.